A mantra, a mantra, a mantra. Yes, a mantra. How wonderful a mantra is. It's a mystical formula of invocation or incantation, a mental watchword. It's a chant to recite or utter a monotonous, repetitive phrase or sound for rote learning of a concept. For rote learning of a concept. Now, we want to learn rote ideas of how we are and how beautiful that we are and who we are and what we're doing in our life and what our purpose is, where we're going. We want to say, I like me. And one beautiful rote purpose or rote phrase that we can take very readily into our being is now. All is in divine order. Now, all is in divine order. When you say, when I say, now, all is in divine order, I'm putting into my memory a concept that is positive, powerful, and real for me. It is a mantra that I speak constantly as I walk around my meditation paths, as I go through my life, as I drive in my car, as I talk with friends, as I discuss with friends philosophy or any other thing, as I read, as I watch television, as I listen to music, I know that my mantra, all is in divine order, is every moment in my life. It's every moment in my thinking. It's every moment in who and what I am. To do it rotely, the use of memory without thinking about it, it's a routine or a repetition carried out mechanically or unthinkingly to accomplish its inculcation in our use of it. Now, what is the inculcation of the use of a mantra like, now, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. What does that really mean? That means that everything in the universe is in divine order. Everything in the universe is harmonious. Everything in the universe is fantastic, is joyous, is without imagination. This mantra that I say, this wonderful statement that I say, this chant, has more meaning than I will ever really know. It has more positive qualities to it than I will ever realize, because it is so glorious. It is who and what I am. It is that self of me that always accomplishes whatever it is. Deep down inside of me, my inner reality of who and what I really am is always there. It's always there, but I don't know it. I'm not paying attention to it. I'm not giving it the purpose that it should have. I'm not giving it the direction that it should have. But I can. I can do that. I can do that when I make it a habit. Now, I think nothing of it being in school and learning to memorize sonnets and learning to memorize things. I think nothing about that. I just do that sort of unconsciously and joyfully and wonderfully. And as I do that, it's fantastic. I do my mathematical tables. 2 times 2 is 4. I learn them, and I learn them correctly. I learn them positively. I learn them joyously. And I say 2 times 2 is 4, and what am I saying when I say that? When I say 2 times 2 is 4, I am putting a cause in motion that is so powerful that I will be remembering that all the days of my life, whether I use it every minute or whether I don't. I can go a long time without using my mathematical formulas and still remember them with all the power and all the joy and all the magic and all the ability that one has to remember them. So when it comes time to do any mathematical thing, I have that ability within me. It's right there. And that's what I want to train myself to realize about all is in divine order. I want to have this be so much part of my warp and move, so much part of my divine self, so much part of my awareness of who I am, that I will never forget it. It will always be right there on my lips, whether I'm facing a difficulty or whether I'm facing a happiness. I will always have on my lips, all is in divine order. When I think of my family and my friends, I think all is in divine order. When I think of the world about me, I think all is in divine order. When I think of people, no matter what their circumstances are, I say all is in divine order. And as I say all is in divine order, it is in divine order. It is wonderful. It is fantastic. It is glorious. It is beyond imagination. That's just the way life is. That's just the way things go. That's just the way the world turns. All is in divine order. I recite that. I utter this monotonous, repetitive phrase or sound, either way, and it is a rote learning of a concept. It's my rote learning of the concept all is in divine order. My rote learning of the concept that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. It's my rote learning of who and what I am at all times, and I am at all times beautiful, glorious, fantastic, magnificent. I am at all times following my mystical formula of invocation, of incantation. It's my mental watchword. And as a chant, it becomes part of me. I recite it, I utter this monotonous, repetitive phrase, and the rote learning of the concept comes through. I don't fight it. It's just like when I do anything with music, if I sing, I don't fight it. I just naturally take whatever I sing and say, how wonderful that is, how great that is, how fantastic that is. And then it is so. But it's all up to me. It's all up to how consistently and how persistently I say my mantra, I say my chant, I recite this monotonous, repetitive phrase and have this concept imbued into me. It is put into me so wonderfully. I inculcate it into my daily life, into my daily thinking, into my daily attitude. Every time I turn around, I look at another person and I say, all is in divine order. I look at a problem on the world, I say, all is in divine order. I look at my desire for health, my desire for wealth, my desire for friendship, my desire for anything, and I say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. Now, could I want, could I desire, could I need, could I enjoy anything more wonderful than everything being in divine order? Not really. Because when I say that everything is in divine order, then all of my life is that reflection, that reality, that fulfillment, and that's who I am. That's who I am, and that's who you are. And that's why I use my mantra and say, all is in divine order, 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 all is in divine order. It's a mystical formula of invocation and incantation. It's a mystical formula of the reality that I am, and it is wonderful and it is good. It is wonderful and it is grand and glorious. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters to me, and that's all that matters to anything in my life. That's all that matters, and that's who I am. And I live in this reality. I live in this reality of my mystical formula. I live in this reality of my mystical invocation. I live in this reality of my mystical incantation, my mental watchword, mantra, my client, my chant to recite or utter a monotonous, repetitious phrase that is my remote learning of a concept. And I take this concept and I make it mine. And I listen to the Golden Voyage music and know that that's my concept. That's my reality, my mantra. And every time I speak my positive word, I'm listening to this divine music within me, at the very depth of me, at the very heart of me, because this is who I am. It's the use of memory without thinking about it. a routine or repetition carried out mechanically or unthinking to accomplish its incarnation in my life and affairs. And it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.